Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and here on Naturally Savvy, we want to help you live the healthiest life you can. So we get fantastic experts on so many different subjects. Today we're going to be talking about something called the microbiome. Now, you may have heard of this, and if you haven't, you're in for a nice surprise and a way to not only help you lose weight, but to feel better overall. Here to talk about it is Dr. Raphael Kelman, MD. He's the founder of the Kelman Center for Integrative and Functional Medicine. Dr. Kelman, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thanks.
It's so nice to
enjoy being on your show.
Oh, thank you. Let's jump right in. What is the microbiome?
Okay, so the microbiome is this incredibly large collection of bacterial cells. It's an ecology of trillions of bacterial cells. So the number is so vast that it's incomprehensible. They actually likely outnumber our own human cells. And guess what? They're actually found within us. They're found within our intestines. And contrary to what we used to think about bacteria, these bacteria that comprise the microbiome are our greatest allies. They play an incredibly important role in keeping us healthy, in preventing disease, in balancing our immune system, in keeping the brain healthy, in the prevention of disease, and also as our great ally to help us overcome disease as well. But we have a great responsibility in keeping our greatest ally, the microbiome, healthy as well. But when it is healthy, it can be an incredible tool and an incredible modality of treatment for a wide variety of health issues and diseases. And I think it's the most important element in the prevention of disease and healthy aging.
We definitely agree with that. You know, I want you to say that one more time because I think that's such a powerful statement. And you said, so if you could just repeat that, it's the most important.
Sure. I think that I really believe that the microbiome is our most important ally, not only in the prevention of disease, but also in helping us to overcome disease. It's really an incredibly overlooked, powerful modality of treatment that we're just beginning to learn about. But as I said, another very important factor about the microbiome is that keeping it healthy is the most important healthy aging treatment that one can do for oneself. So keep the microbiome healthy and it will keep us healthy and ensure healthy aging.
You know, I have a question in terms of, you know, you talk a lot about keeping the microbiome healthy. What would be a good way to do that? I mean, we know probiotics, eating fermented foods. What would be your, you know, if you were to tell someone, you need to keep your we all need to keep our microbiome healthy. How do we do that? Explain that in a simple, you know, in a simple way for those who are listening.
You know, look, the first thing to consider, let's say you're inviting a guest over, a very, very important guest. You really value their friendship and you look up to them and you're inviting them over to your house. And you want to cook them an incredible dinner, you're going to ask them, well, what do you like to eat? What is it that makes you feel good? That's what I want to have on the menu. We should be thinking the same way about our microbiome, our gut bacteria, that really should be cherished. So we need to think about this and we need to learn about what the microbiome wants to eat. I can tell you this, they don't want to eat sugar. They don't want to eat junk food. They don't want to eat processed foods. They don't want to eat refined foods. They don't want to eat genetically modified foods. They don't want to eat foods that are concocted and made up by the agricultural industry, the food industry, that no longer resembles food. So these are the foods they don't want to eat. They don't want you to eat on the run. They want you to relax while you're eating with them. And they want foods that that have been considered healthy for generations, for thousands of years. And yes, frequently it's fermented foods, but it's just natural foods that you can see its connection to the earth. You can see that it comes from the earth. And if it does come from animals and chickens and cows, et cetera, that they should be treated properly and they should be fed properly because that will ultimately affect your organic microbiome. So it's eating natural, healthy foods, significant amount of vegetables, and starch-resistant starches, and certain types of foods, vegetables that actually help the microbiome proliferate and become healthy, like, for example, Jerusalem artichokes and leeks and asparagus and jicama and radishes, and the list goes on and on and on. So these are the foods that you really should be introducing into your diet, and fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut and many other fermented foods, and eating healthy fats, not man-made fats or trans fats and junk foods. And, you know, a moderate amount of meat, if that's your preference. And that's step one to creating a healthy microbiome.
You know, Dr. Kelman, I've been reading a lot lately about bone broth and about getting pasture-raised chickens and grass-fed beef. I made some bone broth from chicken bones. I have to say it was unbelievably tasty, but I've heard it's really, really good for your microbiome. Is that true?
Well, let me make a distinction.
Sure.
It's not necessarily good for your microbiome. It's good for the house that houses the microbiome.
Like,
it's good for the gut. It's good for the gut wall. It keeps the gut healthy. It reduces the possibility of inflammation and intestinal permeability problems where toxins might leak through and then activate the immune system. You see, our immune system, largely embedded in our gut wall, and our microbiome, they're working in conjunction. They're constantly exchanging information. When one part of the equation is unhealthy, the other part becomes unhealthy. So if the microbiome is unhealthy, for whatever reason, that will adversely affect the immune system because they work together. They're opposite sides of the same coin. The opposite is true as well. If the gut wall and the immune system, if the immune system is unhealthy, well, that will change the ecology and the population of the microbiome. Additionally, it will adversely affect the gut wall. Then that leads to more negative effects. And then you may develop an autoimmune disease, or you may develop unexplained symptoms, or you may develop atherosclerosis, or even neurological symptoms, and eventually neurological diseases. So yes, the bone broth is important. And it's important because it improves the gut wall.
You know, we have about maybe, you know, a minute left, not even. I'd love you to answer how does weight loss and the microbiome come together? Like, how does having a healthy microbiome impact us losing weight or even gaining weight for that matter? And literally we have maybe 40 seconds.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know why? Because the microbiome plays a critical role in determining how many calories enter into your body. They're the gatekeepers. Additionally, they play a critical role in balancing the immune system. So they reduce inflammation. They improve insulin resistance. All of these variables that I just mentioned, studies have shown absolutely can lead to a weight gain. But if you improve those variables, it will then change your metabolism, improve insulin resistance, and then therefore it will be much easier for you to lose weight.
Well, truthfully, I mean, I love that you said that because, I mean, we're big fans of, the microbiome, the gut and probiotics and eating foods that help to heal the gut. And I love that we focused specifically on the microbiome today. So you helped really to answer a lot of questions that maybe our listeners had. So thank you very much for being on our show, Dr. Kelman. We would love you
My
to come
pleasure.
Back because
Anytime.
I think you would be a phenomenal resource for our listeners. And for those of you who want to learn more, you can visit RaphaelKelmanMD.com. You can visit Dr. Kelman's website. You can also follow him on Twitter at Dr. Kelman. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep a healthy microbiome and stay well.